Let's check Ag News on the RFD Radio Network. I'm DeLoss Yonke. Start of 2023 was active for ag equipment sales. 2024 has been a softer market. A monthly report from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers shows year-to-date unit sales of ag tractors down 13.3% and combines down 20.4% compared to last year. Senior Vice President Kurt Blades told FarmWeek sales of tractors less than 40 horsepower continue to soften following peak sales seen during the COVID pandemic. Timing could be a factor in the drop of combine sales. One bright spot, though, in the March report was a 3% jump in 100-plus horsepower tractor sales, second consecutive monthly increase there. Blades says manufacturers have likely been impacted by the Port of Baltimore closure, but have worked quickly to find alternate routes, so that has not yet trickled toward the farmer level. Meanwhile, CNH Industrial plans to lay off more than 200 out of the 660 workers at its Racine, Wisconsin facility and considers moving operations to Mexico with the intent of reducing costs by $150 million as part of a company reorganization. This is a little more than a year after the United Auto Workers in Racine and Burlington, Iowa ratified a new contract for locals after a 260-day strike. That new contract included wage increases, shift premium increases, and classification upgrades, among other improvements. First steps have been taken to change the protein ingredients and makeup of pet foods and other livestock feed. Steve Bridge has a story from our Springfield affiliate, WFMB.
And it's happening in Decatur. Anovo Feed is in partnership with ADM. The French company opened their Insect Innovation Center this week. It's the start of raising black soldier flies to become a protein source for animal and pet food. Anovo Feed says it's an environmentally responsible way to raise protein. Chris Cuddy, Senior VP with ADM, says the flies will be fed with their corn byproducts, and that feed stays local as opposed to being shipped far away.
Our corn processing plant here in Decatur will provide the products that will upcycle this feed to grow as black soldier flies. So essentially, some of the feed products that now we dry here and send out to the cattle markets in West Texas and West Kansas will be kept here to grow protein right here in central Illinois.
The pet food market, $150 billion a year and growing, should allow for Anovo Feed to expand their operation in Decatur as consumers begin to consider having their pets eat more sustainable protein from insects.
Insect-based ingredients provide high-quality nutritional content with a smaller carbon footprint and land requirement than other types of proteins. Our proprietary consumer insights indicate that consumers are becoming more acceptable to insect protein used for animal and pet nutrition. And in fact, with some education, about 42% of pet owners are more likely to feed their pet with insect protein.
The facility is the first from Anovo in the United States. A larger, full-scale operation is expected to be up and running in Decatur in about 2 years. Reporting in Springfield, I'm Steve Bridge for the RFD Radio Network.
Longtime Illinois ag business filed for bankruptcy last week. Headquartered in North Aurora, Oberweis Dairy, known for its milk and glass bottles, home delivery, and ice cream stores in the Midwest, has filed a bankruptcy petition. According to the reports, the company seeks to reorganize and restructure, and it has funds available to distribute to unsecured creditors. Read more at farmweeknow.com. This is the RFD Radio Network.